Cold December Night, written and read by Interstellar Blue. Fandom, Astro. Welcome home, Minyuk said. He was standing just inside the door when Dongmin opened it, practically prancing with anticipation. Hello, Dongmin said cautiously, towing off his shoes and sliding into his house slippers. Minyuk stepped back to allow Dongmin into the den, and that was when Dongmin smelled fresh-cooked food in the dorm. What's going on? Dongmin asked. Did you cook again? Minyuk nodded. Come eat while it's still fresh. He led Dongmin over to the low table in the den, which was laden with red bean porridge and some side dishes. Is this just for us? Where's everyone else? Dongmin asked. They all went home to celebrate with their parents, Minyuk said. But since my parents moved back to Jinju, I stayed here. Easier that way, since we don't have tomorrow off. Celebrate what? Dongmin asked, and then he saw, next to his place at the table, a little paper calendar. Dongji, the winter solstice festival. Few people really celebrated it anymore. Dongmin's parents never had, though his grandparents had. Of course Minyuk would celebrate it. He celebrated his birthday by the lunar calendar every year with his family. A calendar was a traditional gift at this time of year, and it was traditional to eat red bean porridge. Dongmin twisted around to scan their living room, and at least Minyuk hadn't scattered red beans all over the place, even though that was traditional to keep away evil spirits. Dongmin wasn't Christian like Sana and Myungjun were, but he wasn't very traditional either. Ready? Minyuk sat opposite him, spoon and chopsticks at the ready, and Dongmin remembered. With just the two of them here, he was the oldest, so of course Minyuk would wait for him to start eating before he dug in. Dongmin took the first bite, and Minyuk took a bite, and then he grinned. It's pretty delicious, Dongmin said, which was true, but he didn't think it warranted that kind of grin, although Minyuk rarely smiled so wide like that, showing off his dimples. We're a year older now, Minyuk said proudly. I'm an adult. I mean, obviously I won't have my coming-of-age day till next year, but we're older now. Dongmin had forgotten that part of the tradition. Eat up, Minyuk said, and then he really dug in. The porridge was pretty good, the rice cakes soft and chewy. Minyuk poured water for both of them, and they ate till they were full. Now what? It wasn't like Chuseok or Seollal, where there would be specials on TV, or visits to their ancestors' graves, or bowing to their older relatives. Dongmin wondered if it would be rude to just go to his room and relax. But then Minyuk held out a little drawstring bag, offering it respectfully with both hands. It looked hand-sewn. What is it? Dongmin asked. Red beans, to keep the evil away. Minyuk bowed his head. Dongmin accepted it, thanked him. Minyuk had stitched a little deer on the front of the bag. Somehow the fans had decided that Dongmin's inner animal was a deer. He wasn't sure he quite liked the notion of that, especially since Minyuk was called Wolf Boy. But the deer was very cute and well-made. Thank you for the calendar, too, Dongmin added, and Minyuk smiled. Do you need help cleaning up? Dongmin asked. No. Go relax. I've got this. Minyuk shooed Dongmin into the den, where Dongmin settled onto the couch a little uneasily, his unease growing as he listened to Minyuk singing to himself while he did the dishes. Dongmin was about to get up and go insist he help when Minyuk came back into the den and flopped down on the love seat he usually shared with Bing. I hope it's really cold tonight, Minyuk said. Dongmin did not. He hated being cold. Why? If it's cold tonight, we'll have a good harvest next year. If it's too warm, though, Minyuk shook his head. It was difficult for Dongmin to fathom how someone like Minyuk, who seemed like the consummate modern boy, all hip-hop swagger and slick dance moves and belting high notes, could believe in such things. But then the way Minyuk approached everything with a determination to achieve perfection, with single-minded devotion, was very traditional in a way even Dongmin resisted. People had called him the ideal student and model son, but Minyuk called his mother every day, and he burned incense for people the way Sana prayed for them, and Ed Minyuk's favorite subject in school had been Korean literature. I hope it's cold, Dongmin said gamely, and that earned him another dimpled smile. Then Dongmin set to reading his book while Minyuk scribbled furiously in his notebook, maybe doodling, maybe writing song lyrics. Sometime around 11, they both agreed they were tired and it was time to sleep. Can I sleep with you? Minyuk asked. For someone who'd just declared himself an adult, he looked ridiculously young with his fuzzy headband and his stuffed wolf, but Dongmin nodded. Minhyuk shared a bed with Sana, was used to Jinu and Myeongjun breathing in the bunk above them. The dorm felt empty without the other four. Dongmin didn't usually miss Bin on the nights Bin was gone, but having Minhyuk's stellar warmth on what was turning out to be a very cold night indeed was pleasant. Dongmin let Minhyuk take the side of the bed closest to the wall, if only because the wall was cold, and then he climbed in. "Don't forget your red beans," Minhyuk said. Dongmin reached for the little bag on the nightstand. "Under your pillow," Minhyuk said, "so you don't have evil dreams." Dongmin obeyed, if only because Minhyuk's expression was so very earnest. "What will protect me from the things outside of my dreams?" Dongmin turned off the light and settled down on his pillow. "I will," Minhyuk said, slinging an arm around Dongmin's waist. "Love you, Hyung." And he dropped off to sleep. Dongmin lay awake, listening to him breathe. Finally he said, "Love you too, Minhyuk-a." He'd say it again, when Minhyuk was awake, after Minhyuk had come of age. Already Dongmin could imagine how Minhyuk would look in his hanbok, what kind of cologne would smell good on him, what kind of flowers Minhyuk would want, what kissing him would feel like. Those imaginings chased Dongmin into dreams, and between them and Minhyuk, he stayed warm on that very, very cold night. The end.